your healing will quickly appear. And one of the things, whether it's whether you want to eat healthy or have better choices, I'm praying that we'll make the healthy choice as we're eating the rest of this year. And that God will change something in us and help us eat healthy and take good care of our temple. Daniel, we know that he fasted with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the result was that they were healthier, Scripture says, Daniel says, healthier and better nourished than the other young men. And they were given wisdom and insight beyond anyone else. Nebuchadnezzar looked at them and found none equal to them in health or wisdom, maturity and insight and discernment. Our healing will quickly appear. A couple of quick stories, I'm almost done. One of the stories in this book is Jerry Falwell was a young man that would go to some of his moral majority meetings. And his name was Charles Hughes. He was going to an evangelistic crusade where he was ministering this young man. He was hit by an 18-wheeler and his head was crushed. And they had to take off the top of his skull because of swelling. And this young man, he went to Liberty University. And the father called Jerry Falwell and said, I want you to pray. And so they called the entire ministry to fast and pray for this young man. And Jerry Falwell said he was so confident that God was going to do it. He said, and I'll quote him, he said, I believe that if he would live, if we deeply fasted and prayed from the depths of our hearts, I was so sure God would answer that I announced that he would speak at graduation that year. The doctors had called in the family and said, just make sure that you have him set up to donate his organs because he's gone. He's gone. And he spoke at graduation that year as they fasted. There was the dean of students. This, I think, is so cool. Vernon Brewer, who had cancer and terminal cancer. They called over 5,000 students, the whole student body. They loved this dean. He was so fair, so understanding. And over 5,000 students, they had 3,700 on campus and 1,700 off, and they all fasted. They closed down the cafeteria. They kept some food just for diabetics. They had 50 diabetics who had to have a little bit of food, and everybody else fasted. They had a round-the-clock 24-hour prayer service, prayer vigil. They had so many people in the middle of the night, they had to have the windows open so everybody outside could pray. And this man is still alive and well. He is founder. God healed him. He did have surgery, and he went through some ordeal, but God healed him. And he is a founder of World Help. You can go online and find him. I found him last night. He's doing crusades and all kinds of things overseas and international missions. God heals and causes our health to spring forth speedily when we fast. Our righteousness goes before us. Do you want to have a greater influence on your job or in your community or in your family and those you're around? John the Baptist was a man who fasted. He lived the Nazarite vow. He didn't eat anything of the grape, didn't have wine or vinegar, strong drink. And Scripture says he came as a witness to testify concerning that light so that through him all men might believe. He was a great influence for Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said, among those born of women, there hasn't risen one greater than John the Baptist. Did you know there's no sin recorded of John the Baptist in Scripture? None. He was a man who lived a continual lifestyle of fasting. If you want to be a greater influence, even if you want to have more success on your job, that enables you to be a greater influence to more people for Christ. John the Baptist fast, you can claim.